My lesson today, I was trying to think of a title for it, and you know, at first I thought, I love stoning, but that didn't sound right. Let's all get stoned, and that didn't sound right. So I just called it Stones. Nothing too creative. Stones aren't anything important. Stones aren't anything particular. Stones mean different things at different times to different people. Stones, when I was a kid, a stone was something I could skip across the water. To David, a stone was something to help him defeat Goliath. To someone who has kidney stones, it's not a very good thing. You know, so stones can represent good, stones can represent bad. You know, you hear about the Stone Age. You know, the earliest tools that they found were made out of stone. Stones have always been a part of our existence, and I want to focus on a certain aspect of stones today. We sang the song, "Here I Raise My Ebenezer," and in Hebrew it means stone of help. It's a memorial stone. It says, and those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. And he said to the people of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in times to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know. Israel passed over the Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you passed over, as the Lord God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us. Until we passed over, so that all peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, and that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Stones can be a memorial. You know, we think about, you know, I can remember after my father died, you know, he was supposed to have a stone marker, a marker placed where he was buried. And several months went by, and we would go check, and there was no marker. And finally, you know, we investigated, and they finally ended up, the day that we went, we saw the marker, and it represented where my father was buried. But it also represented more than that. It represented who he was and what we remembered about him and what was important about him. A stone marker is a memorial. And when they crossed the Red Sea, God told them to set up 12 stones to represent each of the tribes of Israel and to remember how God led them safely across the Red Sea. Also, here in this instance, when Joshua led the children of Israel to defeat the Philistines, God parted the waters of the Jordan. We don't hear that as much, but he did, and he had them set up the stones as a memorial so that when anyone passed by, they knew that what the power of God was all about, that God was with his people. And so a stone can represent a memorial. A stone can represent an altar. And altars have several purposes. Today in our class, it was interesting that Rich tied in a lot of these ideas that I was going to talk about today. When they settled into the land God promised them, into the land of Canaan, you know, they were to also make a sacrifice at an altar of their first fruits, of the things that God had provided for them, the things that they didn't even have to work for, the things that were already in the land flowing with milk and honey. And so an altar represents, even though it's designed for sacrifice, it's a sacrifice of our heart. The altar represents a place where God is. Many stories we read about in the Bible where it talks about an altar. You know, when Abraham went to sacrifice his son Isaac upon the altar, when Elijah went before the 400 prophets of Baal, and called down fire from heaven to destroy and lick up the water. You know, there was an altar that represented God's power and who God was. It was an altar of memorial to God. An altar also represents a place where we can take our burdens. One of my favorite books I've talked about, I've actually taught classes on this book, is called Hinds Feet on High Places. And it's about a little girl who goes on a journey seeking the high places, what we would call heaven. And along the way, she comes up on different obstacles that stand in her way, different burdens that she has to overcome, sharp precipices. I can't even say that word now. I didn't even know I couldn't say that word. Precipice. Dead ends. Trails that took her back down into the valley instead of up toward the high places. Each time she faces a burden, each time she comes up against something that's working to defeat her goal, God sees her through it. And each time she reaches down on the ground and she picks up a stone. And she looks at the stone and she says, "You represent what God has done for me." And she talks about what that each particular stone stands for. I think it's a good practice. I think it's a good practice to memorialize things that so that we remember. For instance, again, as in Rich's class, not only did they bring their sacrifice, their first fruits to the altar, but they didn't just drop them off and go on their way. They had to acknowledge what it represented. They had to acknowledge that it represented God leading them out of oppression, feeding them in the desert, being their champion by day and night with the cloud and the fire, defeating the Egyptians. That's what those stones represented, even when they crossed the Red Sea. Stone of memorial. An altar represents a place where the high priest intercedes on our behalf. You know, we are a royal priesthood, but in Hebrews it talks about Jesus Christ being our high priest. And as we know, the high priest would go in on a yearly, once a year, to sacrifice on behalf of the people at the altar of God, where God dwelt. And in the Holy of Holies, the altar represents a place where the high priest intercedes on our behalf. We are all sinners. We all make mistakes. We all fall down. But Jesus is our high priest. And Jesus intercedes for us. He goes before God and pleads our case through his blood and what he has done for us. The altar also represents a place where we can bow down and talk to God. After they would give their sacrifice and after they confessed what that altar, what that offering was for, they would bow down before God. When we humble ourselves before God, open up our hearts and talk to God, tell him what's on our hearts, Jesus intercedes for us. We can pray. We can have that relationship with God that one-on-one talking time. It's a comfort. It's a source of letting out all the troubles of this world, knowing that we can find God's voice in his answer. And God answers us. Whatever we ask for in faith, it says God will hear you, even if you have the faith of a mustard seed. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am the one who has laid the foundation in Zion, a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not worry. That's the prophet Isaiah in chapter 28, verse 16. And Jesus quotes this. You can find it in the book of Mark. You can find it in the book of Matthew. You can find it in the book of Acts. You know, where Jesus quotes this scripture from Isaiah. And Jesus is talking to the Pharisees. And he says, "Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to people producing its fruits." The foundation that is laid before us is Jesus Christ. He is the cornerstone. He is the building on which our faith rests. He is our all in all. 1 Peter 2:5, it says, "You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." This pretty much covers everything that I had to say about stones. A stone is a memorial. A stone is a remembrance. A stone is an altar of sacrifice. And the purpose of that stone in our lives is that we're built upon Jesus Christ, the chief stone, the cornerstone. And we're building our own lives. We're building our own buildings. We're building our own temple to God. And we have to be unlike the foolish man who built his house upon the sand. We have to build our house with as a spiritual house, as a house that is focused upon God. We have to treat our lives as a holy priesthood and our bodies as the temple of God and offer spiritual sacrifices. That means that we forsake some of the things of the world, the things of the world that are put before us that are contrary to the will of God, and that we offer up prayers and we offer up praise and we offer up blessings and we offer up fellowship. And we offer to God our spiritual service, as it says in Romans. We are the stones that are building our life in Christ. And Jesus is the foundation. And I know the church here at Echo Hills is growing strong and sturdy. And though the winds may blow and of the world and may the storms arise, that we will stand strong because we're built on a foundation that can never crumble. That we're built on a foundation that has promised us that eternal life. That we're built on a foundation that says, "Look to me and I will guide you into all truth." We are stones. We are a spiritual house. We are an altar. And we are an Ebenezer that leads other people to Jesus Christ. We are their stone of help. We are the stone that stands representing God, that they see as a memorial to God. And they come and they learn from that stone. And they seek God because of the stones that are laid by the lives that we live. And today, you know, just as the video was an inspiration about how young people can know God, there's no doubt we can know God as well. That we can build a strong and firm foundation on top of Jesus Christ. And that foundation will build a building that will take us up to heaven. Now, it's not the Tower of Babel. It's not with the wrong intentions. It's with the focus of Jesus Christ always before us, leading us, guiding us in every decision that we make, that he is before us. Would you pray with me? Dear God, our rock, our stone of help, our Ebenezer, thank you so much that you have placed us upon the altar, that you allow us to sacrifice our lives because of the sacrifice that your Son Jesus Christ made for us. We pray, Lord, that sacrifice was not in vain, but that we will continually be strong stones built up in your word and understanding of your truth through your spirit, that we will make an impact on this world, that they will see you in us, and that stone that we raise up will be an influence on the world around us. Lord, guide us and strengthen us. Help us to know the way that we go. We are constantly seeking your truth. Please lead us to that truth. Thank you that your Spirit opens up your word to us, that he opens up our hearts to you, that he intercedes in ways that we cannot comprehend. He knows our thoughts before we even think them. Lord, we look forward for the time we stand before you. We have assurance that of your promises, and we know that glory awaits those who build upon that strong foundation, a strong spiritual house. Thank you for our lives that you've given us, that they can be yours. Thank you for our possessions, because they're yours. Thank you for Jesus, because he's yours. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. If you need to confess sins before God, before the church, before those that you just want to get them off your chest, you got brothers and sisters here that will listen to you that are not your judge. They're your brothers and they're your sisters. And all that we want to do is to help you to heal, to help you to relieve the burdens that sometimes hide in the dark places of your heart. And if you have a need like that, you can come and you can tell us about that. And we will put our arms around you, and we will love you, and we will help you through the hard times. If you have never been baptized and you want to be baptized, we can do that. You know, we can find some water, whether it's in our baptistry or someplace else, and we can make sure that you have the opportunity to put on your Lord and Jesus Christ and live in his service. If you have any needs that you want to talk about, or anything that you need to confess, or anything that you just want to share with the church, if you'll come forward as we sing.